Hey everyone, this is Mary DeMuth at Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse, and we're going through relational verses based on the Seven Deadly Friendships, which releases October 1st with Harvest House. And so thank you so much, Harvest House, for being a part of that book. And also huge thanks to Deborah Thompson, who has sponsored the Pray Every Day show through Patreon. You can go to patreon.com/prayeveryday if you would like to become a patron. There's the right word. Today's verse is from Luke 18:9-14 in the New International Version. It's the parable of the Pharisee and the tax collector. It says this: "To some who were confident of their own righteousness and looked down on everyone else, Jesus told this parable. Two men went up to the temple to pray, one a Pharisee and the other a tax collector. The Pharisee stood by himself and prayed, 'God, I thank you that I am not like other people, robbers, evildoers, adulterers, or even like that tax collector. I fast twice a week and give a tenth of all I get.' But the tax collector stood at a distance. He would not even look up to heaven, but beat his breast and said, 'God, have mercy on me, a sinner.' I tell you that this man, rather than the other, went home justified before God. For all those who exalt themselves will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be exalted." Mind if I pray for you? Lord, I am reminded of a very stark scene of my life from over a decade ago, where I sat next to someone who said to me, "Mary, I don't understand why Jesus died for me." And I said, "I know, I don't understand it either. I'm so amazed and so thankful and grateful that he did." And she says, No. I know why he died for you. You're a sinner." And then she pointed across the room to someone else that was a stranger to us, and she pointed to him and she said, "And that guy over there, he's a sinner. But I don't really sin, so why would Jesus have to die for me?" And I remember looking at her with wide eyes, like I didn't know how she could say those things. But it reminded me of this parable, and I had never really seen it quite so stark like that before. So Lord, as I pray about this parable, I think about that friend of mine, and I pray that she would come to a saving knowledge of you, that she would know that that she actually does need to be saved from her sin, and that you paid the penalty and price for all humanity, not just everybody but her. So I pray that she would come to that place of repentance before you. And Lord, I just lift ourselves up to you. I lift myself up to you. I don't want to be like a Pharisee. I don't want to parade around talking about my awesomeness. I don't want to pray against other people, because he said things like, "I thank you that I'm not like other people, like robbers, evildoers, adulterers, or that tax collector over there." Lord, I don't want to pray like that. I want to be humble and broken before you. I don't want to brag about my religiosity. I don't want to brag about all the things I quote unquote do for the kingdom. Instead, I want to be like the tax collector, which is exactly who I am. I am someone who is desperately in need of you. I sin. I need forgiveness. I need redemption. I need sanctification. I need all those things from you. Without you, I can do nothing. Lord, have mercy on me, a sinner. And I know what you're looking for after all of us is a humble and contrite heart. You will not break the bent reed. You want you are longing for people to be like King David. Even though he messed up all the time and had some pretty major foul-ups, he was a man after your own heart. I want to be a woman after your heart as well. And Lord, that's what we want. We cannot be perfect. We can strive through the Holy Spirit to live a godly life, but we're going to make mistakes. And so our saving grace is being able to get on our knees and get on our faces before you and ask for forgiveness and to have that continual relationship with you throughout the day. Lord, forgive us. Lord, we believe. Help our unbelief. Lord, have mercy on us. We are sinners and we desperately need your grace, your compassion, your help, your love, your mercy. We fall upon our knees and thank you humbly, completely. Thank you for delivering us, for bearing our sin, for setting us free, for conquering death, all those things that we can praise you for. You are the reason we live. You are the one we praise. Forgive us if we're trying to praise ourselves, because then we take our eyes off of you and put them on ourselves. So I pray all of this in Jesus' beautiful, powerful, amazing name. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. I am grateful that you've been here. You have been part of the community, and just thank you so much.